There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
And hold on, Richie, I gotta clean up my glasses here. I don't know what the heck is going on.
I can't see the microphone. What's this thing in front of my face? I can't see it.
Where's my microphone?
Where's my microphone?
That is my microphone. All right, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for March 18th, 2015. In the morning, in the evening, ain't we got fun? That's what you're saying if you're Netanyahu. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler. In a few minutes, we're going to talk to our attorney, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, about the fate of Robert Durst, who is the man of the moment. I guess he was the man of the moment a couple of days ago. The person of the moment at the moment is Caroline Kennedy, who is the United States ambassador to Japan. Apparently, in the last 24 hours, there is what the news media refers to as credible evidence, or the government is saying there is credible evidence that there is a plot against Ms. Kennedy to bump her off. And, of course, the news media is happy to show you pictures of the guy who got stabbed, the ambassador that got stabbed in the face a couple of days ago. And so now what's the story? I don't think there's any more to the story than that at the moment, anyway. She has been threatened, or at least that's what the government is telling you, and have no reason to think that there's anything other than that in front of her. The candidate, I wish... Meow, meow. Why did she get her teeth fixed? Fix your teeth.
Well, what strikes me as strange about this is in Japan, I mean, you don't think of Japan as a threatening place.
No, it isn't, but that's where they can get access. She's close enough, and she's a big name, so maybe we'll take a shot.
So they had a couple of phone calls, and Tokyo police are investigating the phone calls that were threats to the embassy there.
Right.
And you have to do it. I mean, you know, hopefully it's nothing, and you just find some crackpot, like the guy who sent this cyanide to the White House yesterday. And
right. I met her. The test was positive, too, for the cyanide. Secret Service on the job. They're all sobered up now. And so they analyzed this letter. You have no idea what we are spending, you and I are spending, to protect the White House or to protect the people who are in there. You know that we're building an $8 million, the United States taxpayer is spending $8 million to build a replica of the White House so the Secret Service can learn how to better protect it. Did you see that?
Mm-mm, no.
$8 million. What? Go into the White House, for God's sakes, and look around. What are you doing? Ah. Amazing.
Well,
anyway.
Hey, how much do we spend on this facility where all of the White House mail goes to?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I brought it around, because they have a mail room now that is so sophisticated with technology, and every single letter that comes in there gets tested. Well, that goes back to the...
It's up past Baltimore.
Where the
White House, where all the, if you send it to the White House, a postcard to the White House, it goes to this facility that's 40 miles away.
What was the stuff that was anthrax, right? Wasn't it anthrax?
Anthrax.
Three, 4 years
that was
ago?
The Stephen Hatfield thing about seven years ago now.
Has it been that long?
He's got a lot of money now, Stephen Hatfield, because he was able to sue and make a ton of money.
All right. Speaking of that, let's see how many people are going to sue Kappa Delta Rho. Here's another row. With a
fraternity is this that's this in trouble
one,
this week?
All right, so it's Penn State's chapter of Kappa Delta Rho. The fraternity's been suspended for a year. Members posted compromising photos of women on a Facebook page. Many of the women are nude. They were either asleep or they were passed out drunk. Campus police investigating have not identified the suspects yet, according to police. The Facebook pages were wiped clean last week. We know what happened at the University of Oklahoma. So if you're sending your children off to college, do you encourage them to join a fraternity or a sorority, or do you tell them, you know what, it's probably not worth the interest. I wouldn't say I never thought fraternity life when I was at Heidelberg was anything other than a waste of time. Even though I joined, I didn't get anything out of it. My friends were there, so I decided, okay, I'll do it. But
and that's usually why anybody does it.
Yeah, right. You go because it's sort of the thing to do. I don't think it's the thing to do any more than playing football anymore is the thing to do. Boy, a lot of headlines around Chris Borland in the last 24 hours and doing what I think is the right thing. Good for him. He was smart to do it. He handled himself very well. For a 24-year-old kid, I thought he handled himself extraordinarily well.
And he did what?
That all. He, thank you for bringing that back, Richie.
Thank you.
See, Richie's trying to keep me on my toes as I move with facility from one item to another. Chris Borland was a linebacker for the 49ers, and he announced yesterday he was not going to play anymore. Yeah. He had 1 year under his belt, made $420,000, and was quite a rising star, it would appear.
Oh, yeah, 108 tackles or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. No, he was the number one tackler.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
He decided after doing all the research, he had a concussion when he was in junior high school playing soccer. In a high school football game, he had a concussion, and he thought he had a concussion last year playing football for the 49ers. He says, you know what, that's not worth all this. He had a $3 million contract, and I'm doing something else. Good for him. Smart, 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 smart. All the votes have been counted in Israel. Netanyahu's Likud party has at least 29 seats in the Knesset. Unofficial numbers coming in. The Zionist Union has 24 seats. Let's see. You've got to have a 61-seat majority so in order to form a coalition, which he will do. That was it, Kenny, before. We didn't understand the discussion about coalition. They have 120 seats in there, what amounts to their legislative body. And so in order, because they're a small country, in order to make it all work, they have many more parties than we do. They have usually four or five player parties.
Yeah.
And they have to put coalition governments together. But Netanyahu won handily.
The guy who
dancing in the streets.
The guy who he beat had apparently won an election before, but couldn't put together a government and had to walk away from it. This morning I saw something. I get news updates on my phone.
Right.
And there was an NPR update about this election. And so I looked at it, and I was reading it really quickly, and one paragraph just jumped out at me. Let me read this to you, Doug.
Okay, Reggie.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is an NPR article about...
So why do you keep underscoring that, like you're not supposed to read it because it's liberal?
No. Listen to it. You'll know once I read it to you.
Go ahead.
About the Israeli election. Here it is.
Yeah.
The Associated Press says Netanyahu's victory likely spells trouble for the Mideast peace efforts and could further escalate tensions with the United States.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true.
The Associated Press says.
Yeah. Why are they saying anything?
Now NPR is going to the Associated Press for quotes on the Israeli election.
But I think I think that you make a good point. There are two points there. One, the trail of information that you're pointing out, where it comes from and how it's used. Secondly, the fact that there is going to be a little more starch in the Middle East because he won handily, and you have to attribute that to people's wanting to protect the Israeli state. That's why he won. That was his political mantra. So what do you think about that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken at DougStephan.com and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. In a moment, Stephen J.J. Wiseman focuses on Robert Durst here on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online. It's 328 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The fate of Robert Durst, an eventful 4 days for him. Saturday he was arrested. Sunday HBO aired a documentary where it appears he confesses to murder. Monday he's charged with first-degree murder. Yesterday police raided his home, not yet known exactly what they were looking for. His lawyer called the search ridiculous. Those of you who are following all this, this fellow comes from money. He's accused of killing his wife now and three. Well, he admitted it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer, college professor, and our expert on the law. Is this a slam dunk? He admits it, or is some smart lawyer going to say, "Well, he can't admit that because he didn't know he was being recorded." Is that,
well, you know, the admission happened while they were filming the piece for HBO, and what it was, it actually, do you remember the old Leslie Nielsen police movies?
Yes.
And right, yeah. Naked Gun, that was it. Well, there was a scene where he had this portable microphone, and he goes into the bathroom and he starts singing away while he's urinating. Well, frankly, that, except for a different kind of singing, is what Durst did. He had the microphone, went into the bathroom, and started what was alleged to be a confession. So the question is going to be, was this a confession? Was it really a confession? No one's talked to him. He's just murmuring to himself. Was it taken out of context? And there is there's a precedent for that, because during a Michael Jackson trial for a child molestation, there was a piece taken out of an interview he had done, but later it was found that it was out of context and it really didn't mean the same thing. Then you've got all kinds of legal questions about, was this, can this evidence be brought in where he wasn't Mirandized? And the issue is, well, you know, they weren't, HBO wasn't acting for the police, but then again, they had already been cooperating with the police. So it's going to be a legal mess.
All right, so under the circumstances, you're his lawyer. What do you do? What do you tell him? He's been charged with other things. He's got drug and weapons charges against him as well. He's in jail in New Orleans. So they're going to hang him on something here, it would appear, yes?
Yeah, they're definitely going to get him on something, but the question is, do they have enough to get him on murder? One of the big things with that is recently an envelope that was found that was connected to his wife's murder. The murder of the woman out in L.A. in which the, not just the handwriting was the same, but Beverly in Beverly Hills was spelled incorrectly. So there's a lot of evidence. But it's still not necessarily going to be a slam dunk in the hands of a good defense attorney.
All right, so you're his attorney. What do you do?
First of all, I say that, you know, he was just murmuring to himself. That was not in any way a confession. And then I tell him to just shut his damn mouth and not be talking to anybody. Why do you make yourself the subject of an HBO series? So,
because you're an egotistical maniac.
Well, he's got psychiatric issues. I mean, they moved him into the psych ward
and
already.
Probably
crazy.
Going to be his undoing.
Yeah, right. Look in his eyes, man. Oof. Okay, so there's Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is not only a lawyer, he's got a great website dedicated to helping you get away from scams called Scamicide.com. A lot of great things for the public interest, and that could be your handle. In the public interest, this is Stephen J.J. Wiseman on Good Day.
Mom. most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time to bust a move, Richie.
That's right.
Here's the jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party.
Girls are right, Jennifer, when we need her. Jennifer would know every single word.
Yep. Yeah. So this is a bust a move. English-born American singer, rapper, and actor. Who is this? 888-302-3684. One hit and one hit only. This tune was number one during this week in 1989. Pop single chart. This is one of the first rapper sort of songs to make it into the pop music realm, I think, wasn't it, Richie?
I mean, it, you know, Will Smith and everybody was, I mean, but it was the beginning.
So what do
era.
I know? The rap has not always been on the top of my pop.
Rapper of Delight would be the first one. And that was in the late 1979. So this was 10 years after that.
888-302-3684. You'll be qualifying if you have the right answer for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. The name is what we're looking for. One hit wonder. His real name is Marvin Young, by the way.
Marvin.
But we're looking for his stage name.
How many rappers you know named Marvin?
Marvin.
Not a lot, I'm guessing.
The miracle, miraculous Marvin. Anyway, at the age of three, he and his family moved from England to Queens, New York. There's a culture change for you. Oof. He moved to L.A. after that, earned a degree in economics from the University of Southern California, became interested in rap music, auditioned for a record company over the telephone doing this.
What an awesome story this guy's got.
So impressed. Yeah. They delivered a recording contract to his dorm room. He then collaborated with Tone Loc. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Tone Loc.
Tone Loc. He was on Wild Thing. You Make My Heart Sing, but that wasn't the way that went. That was a different kind of Wild Thing. Bust a Move released in 1989, received a Grammy following year for Best Rap Performance. This fella quickly recorded four more rap albums, last of which was titled Return of the One Hit Wonder. No more performances. He sealed his own fate with that moniker, the one-hit wonder. No more singles for Marvin. So what did Marvin use as a name to record under? 888-302-3684 to qualify for our trip. All right, so let's see if we can get to the bottom of this. 888-302-3684. Tracy, what say you on this?
Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes.
Mm, that would be cool. Busta Rhymes did Busta Move.
Busta Move, right, but yeah. That's not the case.
Nice.
Thank you anyway. Busta Move, no relation to Busta Rhymes. Mike's on Good Day Next. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
Very good, and yourself?
I'm well, thank you for asking. So, a little cold this morning. I'm a little spoiled being on the West Coast. Where are you, by the way, Mike?
Lake City, Florida.
All right, so you've got nice weather down there as well. This is a period in your life that you were doing what? What was going on in your life during this part of 1989?
Most likely something R-rated.
Oh, really? Oh, I see. One of those guys, eh? And did this contribute to your R-ratedness, this song?
You know, I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah. You don't remember?
You were busting a move.
And busting a move. All right, so who is this?
Young MC.
Young MC is correct. All right, so do you have a family?
Of course.
You smartened up, in other words. Okay, so we're going to qualify you with that answer for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Drawing will be held next week. We wish you good luck. And in the meantime, whatever it is that you're doing, make sure you do it on the straight and narrow. In other words, don't go back to those evil days of yesteryear when you were into Young MC. That's the answer, Young MC, on the One Hit Wonder Contest, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Next to me, your fine fellow. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a cat uses her tail for balance, but she also uses it to convey her thoughts, moods, and even intentions. Here are some common moods that cats portray with their tails. And you should wash your cat's butt every once in a while. You can learn a lot. Agitated cats wave their tails back and forth from the base. Generally, a cat switches her tail more rapidly and broadly as she becomes more and more upset. If a cat sees something interesting, she will often stick her tail straight in the air and bend its tip. When a cat is frightened or attempting to avoid a confrontation, she will often fluff her tail, which she will turn and tuck in between her back legs as a sign of submissive behavior. And when a cat is happy to see you, she'll often hold her tail straight in the air. Often the cat will also twitch the tip of her tail in excitement. You might notice this behavior when you first come home after a day's work. And when a cat swishes the tip of her tail, she's letting you know that she's annoyed. For example, if you're petting your cat and all of a sudden you see that swish, perhaps it's time to stop petting, give her a treat, and walk away. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston.
Attention, mesothelioma cancer patients. You may be entitled to compensation from the billions of dollars available from asbestos manufacturers, including VA benefits and medical assistance. You may not have to file a lawsuit. Mesothelioma patients, don't wait. Call now for a free consultation and to find out how much financial compensation you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I bid you a good day. Wish you a good day. Thankful for the good day. It is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler are here with me to discuss the issues of the day. Jennifer's not here, so I'll do the TV report in a few minutes. But in the meantime, a lot of things to sort of reconnoiter here. Netanyahu wins, putting a new government together. The third day of negotiations in Switzerland between Iran and various world powers trying to close the remaining gaps that there are in a deal that would bring an end to the worry, supposedly, at least according to the deal makers, of whether or not the Iranians have nuclear weapons. With Netanyahu being reelected, that's not going to help this thing come to fruition one way or the other. ISIS is lodged in the Middle East. Here's a question that is, it sort of boggles the mind. There's a pictures, you've seen maybe some of the pictures of this U.S. Air Force veteran. The question is, did he really fly to Turkey? Is he really trying to join ISIS? Authorities arrested this guy, or they somehow or other put together an indictment against, his name is Tarud Nathan Webster Pugh, P-U-G-H. Avionics instrument specialist. He flew to Turkey, was denied entry by Turkish officials who were certain that he was seeking to cross the border into Syria. When he came back to our country, found internet searches on his computer, the U.S. government detaining him, looking at all of the chatter, the cross chatter between him and what he was trying to do. There was a letter in which he promised to defend the Islamic States. His attorney says he pleads not guilty to the charges. So what the heck?
Yeah, the only reason I have this little thumb drive with me with internet searches of how to cross the border into ISIS-held territories is because I was just curious.
Yeah.
I was on a vacation, looking for a nice place to go relax.
Yeah.
this looks like the place to go.
Right. Hoo-ha. Traveling is very interesting. I'm wondering why Mrs. Obama is flying around in Air Force One. Why is her trip, why is she provided the service on her own, on her trip, using Air Force One?
Security. Was she supposed to get on Southwest Airlines?
No, she gets in. Well, they have four planes that are assigned to the president. There's a DC-9, there's a 757, there's two 747s. Why are we flying around in a plane that costs $45,000 an hour to operate when she could be in a plane that costs $20,000 an hour? And who's paying for this?
You are. I am.
So I want to know who paid for the Air Force One 747 to fly Obama to California last week for the fundraiser.
We do.
Well, how do we do that? Why is the Democratic National Committee paying for that?
That's a great question.
Thank you. 888-302-3684. I'm looking at the dignitaries who are coming here. Charles and Camilla have touched down in the nation's capital.
Yep, they're here.
They're going to visit various cultural and educational sites over the next 3 days. They come over in their own British Airways 757. Which, again, doesn't cost as much as 747 to operate. I find it interesting in terms of they don't have they don't have the equivalent. Most states don't have the equivalent of an Air Force One. They use whatever the flagship carrier is. For example, British Airways provides the Queen, provides, in this case, Charles and Camilla with an airplane. And they can go wherever they want to and use. I'm sure that they've got to pay out of their sustenance. The Queen gets a $63 million a year allowance. I believe Charles gets about $20 million a year. Most of the children get that kind of dough. But between the royal family, there's a $100 million plus budget item in the British. I mean, like that. And they have their own investments, and they have things that they own. Like, they own. The royal family owns Buckingham Palace. It doesn't belong to England. It belongs to them, and the Windsor Castle and all the places they have around England. They do not belong, like White House. All the government where everybody stays it belongs to the government in our country. Over there, the royal family owns where they live, and there's a lot of very valuable real estate. This is kind of an interesting thing, and we still. The reason I bring it up is because there's such hoopla around. Look at any one of the morning news programs, and second or third story in is on all of them is all about Charles and Camilla coming. We are fascinated.
He's going to give a speech
with the royal family
to major companies and environmental organizations who are gathering to examine the issue of plastic waste in our seas and oceans.
Mm. Okay. Good for them. The Republicans today, Richie.
Yeah.
Are rolling out a plan to balance the budget in the next 10 years. Lawmakers are not really interested in passing the cuts because they just got elected and they don't have to worry about this for another 2 years. Meanwhile, there are a lot of people on the Democratic side who are trying to get the sequester. Remember when the
sequester was even making an effort to balance the budget?
I know. No. We haven't even had a budget.
Somebody
since Bush was president.
Right. Yeah, we don't
right?
have a budget.
We have a budget.
How are you
going to
balance it when you don't have one?
Great, huh? Super. So
talking about deep cuts.
Yes. I have a wonder here. Everybody wonder about Kraft macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
How many people have Kraft macaroni and cheese with regularity? Kraft has decided to recall 6.5 million boxes of their mac and cheese. Because some of the boxes have small pieces of metal in them. The boxes have best when used by dates ranging from September 18th, 2015 to October 11th, 2015, marked with a code C2.
They were sold. That would last for like a decade. I was surprised to hear the best used by date being this year.
Wow.
I mean, it's what? It's cheese powder and dried pasta.
Yeah, it's all, yeah, what it is. It's
this stuff can stay on the shelf life, but that stuff is like 20 years, right?
Put it in a landfill and it'll never go away.
Hey, let me tell you what I did.
What'd you do?
You don't need to buy another box of mac and cheese.
No, okay.
You buy a box of whole wheat pasta, yeah, then little noodles.
Right.
And then you go buy a bag of good shredded cheddar cheese.
Yep.
Cook the pasta, melt the cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. You get a little bit more fiber in your kid's diet because you're using the whole wheat. They never even know it because it's covered with cheese, and it's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Add some diced ham.
Outstanding. There you go.
You can, you know, a lot of people.
It's so easy.
It's easy to fix a good, healthy meal for a lot less than you think.
It's just, you know what? Yeah, the box, you can buy 3 boxes of Kraft macaroni and cheese for $1 or something like that.
Yeah.
But it costs you like, $3 to do it with, like, real pasta that's decent, the whole wheat stuff. And real cheese.
Gluten free.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's so much better for them, and they still get the mac and cheese that they like.
I was on the plane yesterday reading some of my farm newspapers and magazines, and one of my old standbys did another analysis of Kraft American cheese, because it's being scrutinized by more consumer groups, and it's neither American nor is it cheese. However, it's selling more than it ever has. Go figure. The locavore movement and the movement, we have become a country that really is divided in so many different ways. What we choose for food is one of them. Can you imagine somebody who valued what they put into his or her body eating this crap? Whether it's this mac and cheese that we're talking about from Kraft, which is, I mean, it's not really cheese anyway that they put in it, but the American cheese slices. I remember doing an analysis on the air, I don't know how many years ago, Richie, remember when I first got onto that rant four or five years ago, and examined the label. Look at the label. This is the thing, there's so many people, that's why I say there's a divide. So many people want to know what they're eating, and they are hogtied because the big ag outfits are trying to keep that realization from being in print. They don't want you to know what's in it. They don't want you to know where it comes from. They just want, so you just make your choice and don't eat stuff that doesn't have a label on it. That's the way I get around it. If it doesn't have any information on it, then don't eat it. You know, there's plenty of, do you know the average supermarket has 17,460 items in it? Different brands, different products. The average grocery store has 17,640 things in it. The average full-size, full-service grocery store, Vons, Albertsons, Kroger's, wherever you go. So, I remember Phil Lempert told us that a number of years ago, the supermarket guru. It just is foolish to put stuff in. Now, having said that, I like to know what's in the food that I eat, so I'm really eager to have this become a part of the law. But in case it doesn't, then you have, and this is where I say the divide comes. The locavore people want to know everything about all the food, and then there are other people who just don't care. I like mac and cheese. I'm going to eat mac and cheese. And you know what? God bless you. If that's what you want to do, just be making, if in fact you want to make informed decisions, you ought to be able to do that. Here's an example of informed decisions. You've heard me talk about Super Beets. Super Beets. I heard Roger Hedgecock do a commercial for Super Beets yesterday. He's very good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry he's going away because he's actually quite a good tacos, and there aren't a lot of good ones left, whether they're political or not political. So anyway, Super Beets. I heard him talking about how he decided this was good for him because it's good for his heart, good for his circulation, good for his blood pressure. And you know what? It's good for yours, too. That's why he was talking about it. That's why I'm talking about it. Super Beets.
Have it on my desk right now.
Super Beets, we all have. Did you get it? I sent that. Did you get it?
I did.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad.
Drank some yesterday.
Yep.
Very
and
tasty.
It is. It's drinkable. You can put it on sandwich, but it's best to put it in some fruit juice.
Yeah, when you first think I'm going to be drinking beets, you're like, okay, what's this going to be like? And it's very, very good.
It's so potent. It turned up in the magazine articles with illegal performance enhancers like EPO. In other words, they're looking at things that are really good and really bad. And beet juice is very, very good. More stamina, more energy, more benefits for your brain, your muscles, your body. It's just super nutrition. And thus the name Super Beets. The only superfood that has natural dietary nitrates to help with circulation. You will love it. You will be happy that I told you about it. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. Mix it up with my protein drink. You can do that too. Here's how you get Super Beets. Call 800 855-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com and get a 30-day supply free with your first order. That's a cool thing. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Also, you get a free book called Beat the Odds with your free 30-day supply and free shipping. It's a good deal. Take advantage. Best for your body. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. I think you will find that what I'm telling you is the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me, Super Beats, DougLikesBeats.com, or call 800-655-4183.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Parents may want to think twice about leaving that medicine where little kids can get to it. Poison centers receive more than 1,000 calls every day about a young child getting into medicine or taking too much. And while those numbers are alarming, the most surprising insight from a new study by Safe Kids Worldwide, with support from McNeil Consumer Healthcare, reveals that teens are also at risk for unintentional medicine poisoning. And in fact, their errors are more likely to lead to serious outcomes. Safe Kids President and CEO Kate Carr.
Even teens who need to take medicine daily may make mistakes. Sometimes they forget to take a dose, then they double up. Or they might take two medicines with the same ingredient. It's important for parents to check in with teens regularly about taking medicine responsibly.
The most common medicines that result in serious medical issues for teens include those used to treat mental health conditions and ADHD. To view the full study, visit safekids.org. I'm Alex Verdi reporting.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and saucer.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
Well, before the hour on the Good Day program, despite creator David Lynch's recent comments that Showtime's reboot of Twin Peaks was still up in the air, sources say that's not the case. Nothing is going on that's any more than a production process, pre-production. Everything is moving forward. Everybody's crazy thrilled. Showtime has already received all the scripts for it. Lynch had previously agreed to direct all of the 9 episodes. This is not going to happen until 2016 because that's the 25th anniversary of Twin Peaks getting started. Kyle MacLachlan comes back as Agent Cooper. But they're not sure that David Lynch is actually going to be a full part of it all. I think that's what the question is at the moment. I never got into that. Richie, did you watch Twin Peaks?
I did not. No,
I don't know, never.
I had friends that loved it, but I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, he's very, very dark. So I'm looking at a list. There's a realization package going on here. How much it costs to... Do you have any idea how much money is... That's why I said Los Angeles is such a great company town, because everything there is devoted to producing movies, television shows, entertainment, that kind of thing. And you can understand why. When you go by some of these studios, you go to the tours and see how many shows are being produced. There are 49 shows currently in regular production. And another 40-some-odd in, you know, the seasonal stuff that gets done. It's really amazing how much activity there is there. 51 after on Good Day.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
St. Patty's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
You can't afford to miss the next few minutes of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you are a pet owner or a pet lover, you'll be happy to know Warren Eckstein is here. Yes. Warren has a great line of minerals and vitamin supplements for cats and dogs called Hugs and Kisses, which you can check out at hugsandkisses.com, petshow.com. He's on the radio every weekend all around the country and a lot of great radio stations here every morning with tips about how to take care of your animals. He's all over Facebook. He's been a dog trainer. This guy knows when it comes to cats and dogs and pets in general, he's got it. So we're going to talk about how the perception of cat owners may be changing with some people. I'm not sure it is with me, but Warren says that that's changing. Why? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple guitars on sale. Buy any new Fender guitar, bass, or amp and score up to a $100 promo gift card. Get the lowest price guaranteed on all Fender Strats, Tellys, Jaguars, P-Basses, amps, acoustics, and more. Grab the Squire or Fender gear you've been dreaming of and get your promo gift card at Guitar Center Stratathon. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
Super, that's the way I describe my friend Warren Eckstein, who hosts the Pet Show, focusing on cat owners now. Okay, so you're trying to convince us that the way people look at cats and cat owners is different. I'm not buying this, but I'm interested. I'm certainly open-minded to the philosophy because, I've never been real open. Cats are good in the barn. They take good care of the things that need to be taken care of in the barn, and that's about as far as it goes with me. But there are a lot of people who love, 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 love their cats.
The problem with your theory, Doug, is that you've never been owned by a cat. That's the problem. Once you've been owned by a cat, you understand exactly what we're talking about.
Right, yes, right.
You know, for years and years, people would say things like, you know, cats are independent, get a dog, dogs listen to you, dogs are more intelligent, dogs respond to you. And let me ask you a question. Is it more intelligent for something to accept or something to question? So for those people out there that think dogs are smarter than cats are a little different. They tend to question their authority rather than just accepting it, as many dogs do. Bottom line is, there's an old saying that when you call your dog, he comes right away. When you call your cat, it's kind of like they take a message and get back to you a little bit later that afternoon. People that live with cats really understand the concept that cats can be just as affectionate, just as smart as any dog can be. The problem is most people that live with cats don't take the time to socialize or expose their cats, so a lot of people never get to realize just how incredibly social they can be.
Do cats really respond when you call? I don't ever remember. I can remember doing, here, kitty, 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 or doing meow, 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 or something like that.
Doug, you're such a skeptic. I remember years ago I was training David Letterman's two dogs, and David said to me, Warren, can cats be trained? And I had just adopted a cat at that point named Maudie. And 2 weeks after he asked me that question, I brought my cat on his show live, and I had my cat across the room, and I said, Maudie, come. And here came Maudie running across the room, because when she got there, she knew there was a big hug and a kiss waiting for her. So the bottom line is, yeah, you'd go to a circus, Doug, you'll see a lion jumping through a hoop of fire, sitting up on his back legs, yet you come home and your little Siamese cat isn't responding. It's not the cat's fault. It's you haven't taken the time to expose, socialize, and train the cat.
Well, that's maybe true. It's just me and my own prejudice. Growing up on the farm, cats had one purpose, and that was to get rid of the mice and the vermin that were around the barn. And some of them really were neat. Maybe it's because they are uncontrollable. Maybe it is because they have a mind of their own. And maybe people get a certain idea in their mind, although I've never had a pet any more independent than Charlotte. This is an independent dog who thinks on her own, who acts on her own, even at the age that she is the same Charlotte as she has been in terms of doing what she wants to go in this direction, you want to go in that direction, guess what? She's going in the other direction.
But the difference is all cats are from Missouri. Show me. That's just the way it is. They understand that. But if you take the time and spend the amount of time with your cat that you would with your dog socializing and training, you're going to get a pretty consistent response.
How is the value of a cat? We only have a few seconds left. The value of cats, you know, dogs, or pedigree and stuff, are well-bred cats expensive?
Yeah, if you go to your big cat shows, some of the breeds of cats can be really expensive, especially the stud cats. And if you get a cat, if you want a Siamese cat from the top breeder in the country, you're going to spend a lot of money, almost as much as you spend for a top quality dog. I say go to the shelter.
There's a story there. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show on Good Day.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.